Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In the Apostle's lengthy discussion of the second coming of Christ, he uses the expression, from the beginning of the creation. As every knowledgeable student understands, the Bible continually stresses creation as opposed to evolution. That means there is no possibility of harmonizing creation and evolution. Some theologians have argued that evolution and creation are not incompatible. But they either fail to understand the Bible's teaching on evolution, or they are ignorant of the various evolutionary theories. I shall be as blunt as possible. These two views of the world's origin are not compatible. There is no way of harmonizing them. Most evolutionary scientists know that, although many theologians seem to ignore it. The very first words of the Bible rule out any possibility of harmonizing evolution with the teaching of Scripture. The Holy Spirit inspired Moses to write, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Genesis 1:1. That absolutely true statement leaves no room for evolutionism, and that is the continual emphasis throughout the Bible. When the Lord gave the Ten Commandments to the Israelites, He said, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son nor your daughter, nor your manservant nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Exodus 20:8-11. Our Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven to reveal God's will to fallen men. He knew all there was to know about the creation. In fact, the New Testament writers attribute the creation to Jesus Christ. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." John 1:1-3. Verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Paul told the Colossians that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were made by Him, and for Him, and by Him all things consist." Colossians 1:15-17. The word "consist" literally means stick together. So the Lord not only made the world, He holds it together. The Hebrew writer says that Jesus made the worlds. Hebrews 1:2. If what these inspired men said about Jesus is true, then He above all persons who ever lived knows completely what occurred at the creation of the world. He not only was there, but He was the one who created the universe, including mankind. Jesus said in response to a question by the Pharisees, "Have you not read that He who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall become one flesh.'" Matthew 19:4-5. If you believe that Jesus came directly from God and is the creator and sustainer of the world, then the theory of evolution makes no sense whatsoever. And whatever scientists or philosophers say, that is the absolute truth, and nothing and no one can overturn it. I bid you think seriously about these matters. We thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.